I was looking out through the window above when I started writing, and in front of me were the trees. I was just fascinated, and what struck me was the stillness of the trees. And I could see the trees led me to my own stillness. And the silence, their bedfellows, the silent roots, the non-observable parts of each one of us. We all have a unique way of being present. Even you pick up the telephone and you'll just know by the sound of the person's voice. You don't know how you know, but you know that this is Daisy Maisie Casey. And immediately you say, "Oh, Daisy." Now, how do you know? You cannot put that into the limitations of speech, of words. But you know it. It's like that the biblical thing, the Bible is not a scientific book, but there's a lot of wisdom in the Bible. Say, being still and know. And biblical knowledge is about intimacy. We long for intimacy. The ultimate intimacy is with your true self, your own capacity for stillness, for silence. Even wounded people say, "I want to get away from it all." And when they go away, they bring the relative pronoun "it" with them.